Bad Pride. Big Bad Pride. Big Bad Pride. Big Bad Pride.
Welcome to a pre-recorded edition.
God damn it.
Why don't you fucking mute that goddamn phone, you sack of goddamn shit.
A professional podcast.
I told you guys.
Hey, I had to get my Amazon fucking update to my order.
We want, what do we do?
You got an Amazon update.
It's R2-D2, dude.
Yeah, I know. Oh my fucking god. Mute the fucking thing.
I muted it, dude. Look, I want to literally show you right fucking now.
I was telling these guys this earlier.
It was fucking muted. I don't know what the fuck is going on with the fucking thing.
But you know that song? Like, you always feel like somebody's watching me. It's supposed to be like scary, kind of.
Well, it is. It's spooky.
Yeah, well, I don't think it is anymore. I think that now. What's scary to people is the idea that no one's watching.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, you know, I was singing it because, like, I was looking at my fucking YouTube views and shit. I'm like, man, I don't get nearly the views I used to. And then it just popped in my head, like, sometimes I feel like nobody's watching me.
Languishing
in obscurity, you know? It's like,
yeah, dude.
Fuck, man.
You should fucking, like,
remember the
do
glory
a video
days
about that.
When fucking... Yeah, I mean, like, people used to be scared, like, what if I'm being watched? And now people are just like,
watch me,
what
please.
If nobody gives
please
a fuck?
Please watch me. I'll do anything. I'll do anything. You know, it's like, please, someone, for the love of God, pay attention.
Yeah.
I need constant affirmation.
Please.
Welcome to the affirmation podcast. Please affirm us.
We always get pretty good affirmation here on this podcast, TJ.
I affirm what you're saying, Paul.
It's a pretty affirming podcast to do.
Yes, yes, yes.
We've got a pretty affirming topic tonight as well. Wow, that is a spot on dog.
Spot on.
What kind of dog barks can you do, TJ?
I don't know.
Try, dude.
Salvador's is kind of like. And then if I tell him to shut up, he'd be like, roof, 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 roof.
Yeah.
He'll start whisper barking and shit. Salvador, come here.
Now Salvador's here,
come
dude.
Come here, bud. This episode's about you, huh? Come on. Come on up here for a second.
It's about your species.
He jumps up every time when you don't want him to, but there now that you want him to, he won't do it.
Salvador camera.
Who's here?
Sal Cam. Look at him.
You're hard to get on this camera.
Yeah.
You're hard to get on any camera because you're always moving around. Mwah. All right, go on, bud.
All right, Salvador, you're dismissed.
Get out of here, Sal.
Get lost.
That's enough.
Don't like you that much.
That's enough of you.
That's enough of your loser ass.
We've had enough of you.
That'll
get
do.
Get on out of here,
that'll do.
You sack of shit. Sal, go lay down, buddy.
Salvador.
Go lay down.
See ya.
He heard his name, dude. He's probably going to hear it a bunch of times during this show.
Yeah, he's definitely going to hear it a bunch of times during this show. Because today's topic is dogs. I thought we'd start off just kind
dags.
Of...
Dags.
Dags.
Today we're talking about dags. Big jiggly dags. All right, so I thought we'd talk a little bit about just the evolution of the canine race, species, whatever. From... Pekingese to St. Bernard and Greyhound, dogs come in such startling variety, it's easy to forget they belong to the same species. The profusion of breeds today, at least 150, just like Pokemon, reflects, well, at least back in the early days.
150
now there's like a billion
or
Pokemon.
More to see.
But, Pekingese, I choose you! So 150 dog breeds, at least, reflects intense, purposeful breed interbreeding, of dogs in the past 150 years, although inbreeding sometimes a thing as well. One consequence of, I'm going to kind of skip to this, to the actual evolution part. The dog, Canis familiaris, is a direct descendant of the gray wolf, Canis lupus. In other words, dogs as we know them are domesticated wolves. Not only their behavior changed, domestic dogs are different in form from wolves, mainly smaller and with shorter muzzles and smaller teeth. Darwin was wrong about dogs. He thought their remarkable diversity must reflect interbreeding with several types of wild dogs. But the DNA findings say different. All modern dogs are descendants of wolves. Though this domestication may have happened twice, producing groups of dogs descended from two unique common ancestors. How and why this domestication happened has been a matter of speculation. It was thought until very recently that dogs were wild until about 12,000 years ago, but DNA analysis published in 1997 suggests a date of about 130,000 years.
Damn.
For the transformation of wolves to dogs. This means wolves began to adapt to human society long before humans settled down and began practicing agriculture. This earlier timing casts doubt on the long-held myth that humans domesticated dogs to serve as guards or companions to assist them. Rather, say some experts, dogs may have exploited a niche they discovered in early human society and got humans to take them in and out of the cold. I mean, if you think about it, dogs and humans, especially early humans, I mean, they had a pretty similar sort of social structures. They were pack animals.
Social animals.
You know, we were pack hunters. They were pack hunters. So it could have just been the case like, hey, our interests kind of align. We're smarter than you, but you're faster and have big fucking sharp teeth. So maybe it was just a matter of like, to this day, you know, hunters use dogs, you know, for tracking and all this other stuff and retrieving stuff and even hunting down prey. Like they have dogs that are bred to take down wild boars and shit.
I mean, it's strange to me that there's still so much kind of so many questions about this because I don't know that I buy just like it was convenient because there's so many ways in which dogs fit well into our lives and provide
especially now
benefits, and there's benefits to those dogs as well. I mean, there are certain types of dogs on this little chart you've got up here that without human intervention wouldn't be able to survive in the wild.
Well, it's like,
right,
you see a lot of nature documentaries, you see like these animals have these symbiotic relationships, like there's like certain like sharks or there's fish that just swim and just live on these sharks, and it's kind of, I think it's kind of similar with dogs where it's like they've just evolved to need us, and then obviously we've had artificial selection with dogs to make dogs certain ways. Like the most docile dogs will be bred, so they'll be good companions. Or this kind of dog will be bred, so it does this. I mean, we've altered that too. But obviously, if it goes back 130,000 years, no one was just selecting the dogs.
Yeah, I mean,
but maybe we were in a sense. Maybe we're saying the friendliest dogs can come to our camp. The other ones we kill or just drive off.
Well, I mean, like I've even heard it said that like it was probably a lot of like the rejects from the wolf pack.
That could make sense.
Like dogs that couldn't cut it in the wolf pack kind of wormed their way into human society. Like, well, maybe I'm not useful enough for the wolves, but maybe these fucking humans.
Right.
I have some
well, obviously they were
value.
I mean, it's pretty clear at whatever the reason, they exploited an opportunity. But the species saw an opportunity.
There was a lot of fucking poverty and hunger and stuff in the early days of humanity, and for an animal to get a share of that, there must have been some benefit they were providing.
Well, I was thinking that maybe they were just helping on hunts and shit.
Well, they're also very alert animals. A lot of times, like a dog, they have better hearing than humans. They have better sense of smell than humans. They can kind of sense trouble, and you know, and those ways. Especially back in primitive times, where like people would be like, I could be attacked in any moment.
And today, I mean, dogs understand what we want from, like, we have better nonverbal communication with dogs than we do with our closest primate relatives, like chimpanzees and shit.
Sure.
Like, if you point at something to a dog, the dog has a, I know some dogs, they don't get pointing, but a lot of dogs understand pointing. Like, hey, look at this thing. The dog's like, oh, he's pointing. Right. I understand that. A chimp doesn't get it. If you point to something to a chimp, the chimp's just like,
what?
What? Huh? What are you talking about? Because it doesn't even occur to the chimp, like, he's trying to show me something. He's trying to help me out. Dogs get it. Dogs can also, I mean, like, there's been studies that show that they can read our facial expressions and shit. Like, they know when we're angry. They know when we're sad. Oh, they
it's
know
not just our facial expressions. They can read the tone of our voice and the timbre of the argument or crying or whatever's going on. Dogs can sense that, and it affects them, too. They want to help. They want to. You'll see a dog, like, if you're crying. It's real often that a dog will come up to you when you're crying, try and lick your face, try and lay with you. Because they understand that you're in pain. They don't necessarily understand why.
Yeah.
But they've learned to read the emotional life of humans. And, in fact, are affected by it as well. People that have real high-strung personalities tend to have high-strung dogs.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely seen where, I mean, it's a common thing that's talked about, and it's very anecdotal, I guess, but I personally believe it, that, you know, some of what your personality is does rub off on your pets.
To some extent, it does. Yeah, your proclivities and stuff, because your pet, think about it, your friends, your family, as an adult, when you've got a dog, they have more access to you than almost anybody in the world.
True.
Like, even if you have a fucking significant other that you live with, there's a good chance that your dog is with you more than that person is. Because they're always around. They don't have jobs. They don't have to leave. They don't go on errands and shit. They're always there. So when the other is gone, so that dog is really intimately in tune with what's going on with you. And the way you are is going to rub off on them. I'm a nervous person. Like, I have a lot of anxiety and shit. I'm kind of wound tight a lot of the time. And that would describe pretty much every dog I've had as an adult.
Yeah. And Salvador, he's a fucking conniving, sneaky little son of a bitch. I feel like I'm a little conniving and sneaky.
Sure.
I'd say so.
Another thing is, too, that Salvador, he'll, like, bark at... He'll bite at the TV when other dogs are on there and shit. I've never had another dog even react.
Any animal... almost any animal he goes after.
Yeah.
But yeah, if there's an animal on the TV, like a chicken, especially if it's another dog, though, like, he's literally bitten. He's going to destroy that TV one day. There's going to come a day where something that's just, he's super pissed at, is going to come on that TV and he's just going to jump at it.
I'll tell you, there's something that fucking Yujiro trained Salvador to do. It's like, because Yujiro barks at any noise outside. Anyone comes through the door, he's because you dress like
a leaf broke outside.
Oh, dude, I always know my neighbors get back because Yujiro's instantly barking at them. He's like right by the front door barking at the fucking neighbors. They're bringing the trash can. He's barking at that. The wind is too loud. He's barking at that. The dog, my fucking dog barks at literally every fucking day.
I'll tell you another thing that kind of goes to that whole dogs absorbing their owner's personality thing is my uncle. He had a friend who was going out of town and he wanted my uncle to watch his dog. And he had all this stuff. He gave like this big list of like the dog's afraid of this and the dog's afraid of this and the dog's afraid of this. And he doesn't like when you do this and he doesn't like when you do that. And it's all this stuff. And he gets real freaked out by this and da 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 da.
Yeah.
This big list of things. The dog is just like riddled with neuroses and shit. And my uncle said like none of that was even the case. Like it was just
projecting on
right.
The dog.
So it was just like the guy who owned the dog was neurotic.
Right.
So, like, when he saw those things, he freaked out, and the dog just picked up on it, like, oh, shit, this is something to be scared of.
What is like, the weirdest thing about your dog that you currently have, or any dog that you know of? Like, you know, like, what quirk, personality, neuroses, like, what about an actual thing?
I mean...
As far as, like, what would you say?
Salvador, I don't even know what's normal. I mean, like, yeah. That's the thing about dogs, is, like, I feel like every dog has a pretty fucking unique personality.
But there's always that one thing that, like, that really sticks out to you about...
I mean, it sticks out to me just how fucking continuously enraged he gets at stuff on the TV.
Yeah, I think that would probably be...
Some of the positions I see him laying down in sometimes, I'm just like, how is that fucking remotely comfortable?
I remember you asked me to watch Salvador one time, and, like, this woman lived in Ohio, and so, like, anyway, we always wanted to go upstairs, remember that? So I was watching a show, because I'm like, let's Salvador. I'm like, okay, because like you were worried that him and Yujiro would fight, which they did for a minute, but they didn't give a shit after that. But like every 5 minutes, Salvador would come down the stairs, and he would slink back down. He'd think I'd be distracted, and he'd be like, and he'd be really sneaky. I'd be like, one, two, and I'm like, stop. And your dog would fucking, he is such a fucking sneaky-ass dog. Dude. I'll watch him just do shit. Like, I used to like go into rooms and turn the lights off, and then like how long until Salvador fucking sneaks in this room. Then he'd come in the door, he'd all be all slinking around. I'm like, hey, Salvador. run out of the room as quick as... It's like, you little fucking shit.
Dude, I remember... sometimes I'll be out there on the porch smoking, and I'll look inside, because I can kind of see through the window the kitchen table, and I'll just see him standing in there in the kitchen table. I'm just like,
yep.
Little son of a bitch. And I'll go in there, and he'll just be like... down on the floor as quick as could be when he hears the door fucking jingle.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just walk out and catch him on that table. He loves to be up on that table looking for something, like, what's up here?
Also the fact that you can't walk Salvador.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty weird. Like, he's too neurotic to walk.
Yeah.
And that's not me putting anything on him, because I'm fine, you know? But it's like, he's weird because he's such a homebody. Like, he's scared of leaving the house.
Yeah, he doesn't like going places.
Yeah, like, if you fucking take him out on a leash, the entire time he's going to be pulling to go back home. He's like, I don't like this, fuck this, let's go back
home.
He'll
do it for a while, then he'll just put his butt down. He's like, nope, I've gone too far.
He'll get to a point where he's like, no, I will not, I'm not going no further than this. This is bullshit. I'm scared, I want to go back home. But if I take him to, like, the boarding place we take him to when we go out of town... He's scared in the car a little bit, but when he actually gets there, he's, like, super excited. Like, he runs... Last time I was there, he just, like, ran back in there. Like, it was like, all right, Salvador, bye. And he just runs out and he's just like, boom, fuck you, I'm gone, you know?
There's, like, treats and shit.
Yeah, he's like, well, I mean, he's like, there's other dogs back there, which he normally hates, but for some reason, in the context of being boarded, he likes other dogs.
I know, that's weird, dude. Like,
it's not his place. It's a territorial thing.
He's neutral and he doesn't have us around to feel like he needs to be protective or anything. Right. So he's just on his own and... He loves running around with other dogs in that context.
Yeah, dude, with Yujiro, like, I can't even walk him next to other dogs. You've seen how Yujiro is. Like,
Yujiro hates other animals.
Dogs being around. Like, he's gotten better in his old age, but same thing. If you take him to a boarding place, like, he'll be a lot more chill. Like, okay, I'm here. I mean, you still can't let him, like, play unsupervised with other dogs, but, like, it's true. The dogs are way more chill.
Yeah, well, Salvador, I mean, like, we let him go on big runs with other dogs, and he'll just go out and play and have fun, apparently. I mean, I'm not there to see it, because the second I'm around, he doesn't want to be around other dogs, because he's, like, gets, like, nervous or some shit. And I'm like...
What you saw was when I brought you Jiro over, like, he started snapping, and they'd snap each other a couple times. He's like, I remember you. You're fine.
Ah, oh, okay, it's you. All right. We're good.
Yeah.
Dinor,
I don't know that he knows he's a dog. I think that's true of a lot of dogs, but Dinor doesn't know how to be a dog. When he meets new dogs, they want to sniff his ass, which is a pretty typical way that dogs...
Yeah, Dinor is pretty scared of that.
He's terrified of other dogs when he first meets them. He doesn't want them anywhere near him. He doesn't want to have anything to do with them. I've never really... Like, with these dogs here that he lived with for a while, he would sniff their asses sometimes. But I've never seen him do that in a social context with a dog he doesn't know. He doesn't even want it. He doesn't want them doing it to him. He doesn't want them in his space.
Yeah, total recluse.
Yep. So he's not a fan. But he loves people, though. People on the other end, he would go to anybody. Like, if there's somebody malicious that wanted to kill Dinor, all they'd have to do is show up and call him.
Come here, doggy.
Come on, Dinor! He'd be just like... They could have the gun pointed at him. You know?
It's me.
So I think he just thinks he's some kind of hairy little person, and his job is to lay around the house or some shit.
I've never seen a dog that goes more ballistic than Dinor. Maybe I should put a picture of Dinor up while we're talking about it.
Yeah, throw up his googly-eyed ass.
Let me just find it real quick.
See, he doesn't even... we don't even know what he is, honestly. Like, what breed and shit.
Do they have a dog DNA test you can take?
Yeah, I know. We've wanted to do it with him.
Yeah, this is Dinor, and, like, he goes... I mean, like, he wants to be, like, on people, but he doesn't want to stay even remotely still.
He wants to sit, he wants to lay on you and then constantly be shifting and rolling around and moving and changing position. Like, you can't just hold Dinor. Eventually, like, I've gotten to the point now where he'll cuddle with me on the bed when I'm just chilling in there watching TV or something. He'll eventually lay down next to me and put his head on me. But that's as close as you get with Dinor.
Yeah. I mean, because he's like a little ballistic fucking psycho.
Does Dinor sleep on your bed?
He usually sleeps on. I mean, he gets up. He doesn't like sleeping on our bed. He likes to sleep near it, So he's got his own little spot, but he can come and go. Sometimes he'll sleep on the bed.
Oh, dude, Yajiro's 80 pounds, and his ass always, like, and his tail is like, put the dog on the bed. I'm like, I don't want Yajiro, because he takes up so much fucking space, and they always, like, fucking lay at these weird-ass angles. I'm like, Yajiro, I can't fucking, and he'd be fucking snoring and shit and having these crazy dreams and, like, running into me. I'm like, God damn, I want this dog in the fucking bed. Is that what I sleep in your bed?
Very, very occasionally.
He'll slink in there.
Yeah, I mean, usually it's because he snuck up. And usually he can only do it if only me or only Chelsea's in bed. If we're both in bed, like, he might be able to get away with sneaking up for, like, a few minutes, but the second one of us tries to roll and he's there, lasting. it's like,
get off.
Get the fuck off of bed!
Yeah.
You know, but if it's just, like, sometimes if it's just me or something, I might fall asleep and wake up and see that he's been laying on the other side of the bed for, you know, however long, and it's not a big deal then. We try to avoid it because, honestly, it used to happen more, but at this place it's less because we got sand in the backyard. Like, because it gets so wet around here, a lot of the backyard has been stocked with sand, and that shit just clings to him, and then it gets on our bed, and it's like, you don't want to sleep on a sandy bed.
Fuck no, dude.
We pretty much try to keep him down from there nowadays.
I look at Dinor and I just see a lot of my own personal problems reflected in him. So I know there's got to be some truth to that. He's just wound up. He's filled with little pointless anxieties about things that ultimately are meaningless. He hates routine being broken. Like, he's a very routine-based dog. He likes to expect, like, what's going to happen and when it doesn't, he gets all fucking worked up about it. These are all things that,
is
like...
Is there a sound you can make that makes him go away if he's pissing you off?
Yeah, it's A. You go, A! A! Yep. You gotta get that loud with it, too, but that's what he reacts to, and it's probably just out of fucking habit.
Because every dog,
the naughty jar with Dinor. I remember that, too.
I remember there was, like, a jar you
There's
could
a
shake.
Jar you can shake. We kind of gave up on... He's mellowed, believe it or not, since he was a fucking puppy, and we've got better cues and shit with him. That doesn't really...
With Salvador, if I want to give him a mild, like, go on, it's kind of like... Tch,
yeah. Tch.
If I really want to fucking get him the fuck away from me, I have to fake a sneeze. I'd be like...
Yeah.
You know? Psh! Do you remember? And then he just boom bolts.
Do you remember fucking
Yujiro's is the best though.
Oh, dude, put up Yujiro's picture.
Yeah,
I talk about this. Dude.
Yujiro's, that's not him. That's him licking Scotty. But here's a more majestic, picture.
Old man Yujiro.
See that drool coming down.
That little fucker. Look at him drooling like a motherfucker.
But the way you get Yujiro to leave is you have to actually make a fart noise.
You can do. And he'll run away, or water bottles. Dude, like, if you put a...
Oh, that's right. Yujiro's always been scared of water bottles.
Sometimes when he falls asleep, I'll take my water bottle I'm drinking, I'll just put it right next to him in bed, and he'll wake up, and he'll, like, literally just jump out of the bed. He's like, what the fuck is this?
Dude,
he'll actually chew them,
though. Yujiro.
Dude, he'll actually chew them up, though. If you put a toy around it, he'll chew it, but the minute he realizes it's a water bottle, he's like...
Yeah, because they have some toys that they have, like, water bottles in them.
He'll chew them up, no problem.
Yeah, he'll chew them, but then when he realizes that what's inside is a water bottle, he's like, wait a minute. Holy shit.
I don't know why he's afraid of
it. Soylent Green is people, you know?
Yeah. That's another thing. Like, when I look at you, my favorite Yujiro story is when that night you and I were filming some shit. One of those movie reviews. And fucking Yujiro, I'm real reactive to shit. Like, I have a kind of a weak stomach for certain things. And I can get real, like, you saw it on the 24-hour show. Like, Scotty just let me look at that spam, and I was heaving. Like, there's certain things that skeeve me. This fucking dog just, like, walks up, like he usually does, you know, when he's around. He'll walk up next to you, and you hear this horrible fucking noise, dude. Like, it's like... And I look down, and there's just, like, this ocean of vomit. Just, like, right down by me and TJ's feet. And the smell of it, like, just boosh, like, hits me in the face like a fucking megaton of nuke, you know? And I'm like, oh, God, immediately my stomach is like, whoa, I'm getting woozy. So I get up, I'm like, I got to get out of this room, man, I got to go. So I go upstairs, we're in kind of the basement area of TJ's house. I go upstairs, and I'm going to go into the kitchen to get a glass of water and, like, whew, chill out. I take a left into the kitchen. And there's, like, an equally huge puddle of diarrhea in the middle of the kitchen. I almost step in, and the smell is even more putrid than the puke. I almost fucking, like, I almost puked just from Yujiro's fruits, dude. So, I mean, that's another thing, though, is, like, we put up with a lot of disgusting shit having animals. Oh, my God.
I remember one time me and Scotty were living in a townhouse, like one of those three-story shotgun-style kind of townhouses, where it's got three stories, but they're all real narrow, you know?
Right.
And the bottom floor was just, like, a little...
like a den.
Foyer area and shit. And I remember I was walking down there one day because I had my little shooting room down there, and I went to walk down there, and like the entire bottom of the fucking foyer like was just covered in like an ocean of fucking diuretic shit
and piss too.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh my God! And I went and I got Scotty. I'm like, Scotty, you got to clean this up, dude. Has your dog done this?
And that is the rule, too.
Like, I will clean up a solid dog turd from an accident in the house.
Right.
But I am not dealing with no ocean of dude, fucking that was disgusting diarrhea.
I remember,
shit.
I start to this day, dude, it took me like an hour to clean that up. 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah. You remember that time you were outside and we saw, like, because Yujiro, like, sometimes, I mean, he had a pretty sensitive stomach. Like, he'd get sick, not constantly, but, like, reasonably often.
He doesn't do it anymore, though, strangely, but...
Well, one time we were outside, and Yujiro let loose one of those diarrhea.
Oh, dude,
shits,
it was crazy. Like, it was, like, right by the door. He kept, like, begging to go outside. We're like, all right, go outside. He runs outside, and literally, like, he gets, like, halfway in the yard, and just, like, in mid-run, just, like, psh!
It was like a fucking... You ever seen one of those hippopotamuses... Like doing the thing where they like swing their shit everywhere with their tail.
Yeah,
it was almost
mucking. They call that.
Yeah, it was almost the level of mucking where it was just like a huge spray of shit.
Wow,
that looked ridiculous, like something from a fucking I don't know Seth Rogen movie or some shit.
Yeah, dinosaurs got a hang up about shitting, and I don't know what to do about it. Like sometimes we'll take him outside, and you know he's got a shit, but he just can't find the spot. And eventually he gives up, and he'll go a whole day without shitting, and then the next day he'll take this, like, rhinoceros-sized shit, and it's like, why did you hold it? Like, I brought you down three or four times, like, for at least 10 or 15 minutes yesterday to run around the yard and to try and piss and shit. You didn't do it all day, and then today you shit like a fucking elephant. That must be so uncomfortable to carry that much load. You know what I mean?
He's just got it in there.
But he's got a weird... And one of the things that fucks me up about dogs is I've had them my whole life. And I've been the same with dogs my whole life. I talk to them. Not constantly, but I'll have conversations with Dinor when nobody else is around, usually. Because I can't stop talking no matter what. So dogs have always been good for that. And I don't know what they're understanding and what they aren't. And I wish that... he could tell me what his little shit ritual is so I could help facilitate it. Like, I wish that Dinar could be like, Dad, I really like to go to this one area, and if it doesn't smell great, I like to go to this other area, and then there's a third area. You know, like, if he could explain the three different areas he wants to go to and why, then I could just make shitting a totally cool thing for both of us.
Dude, having lived with Dinar picks the most random spots to shit. Like, he'd always shit on the bricks. And, like, I remember when Paul lived in Bellevue, we'd walk in sometimes and Dinor would shit, like, the middle of the hallway.
Yeah.
Or right by Paul's computer. He'd be like, what the fuck, Dinor?
Yeah, I mean, it, usually he doesn't. Like, he hasn't shat in the house in a long time. But when he does, it's always because he could not find a place to shit outside.
Because he's just so persnickety.
And then, like, we went to bed or some shit, and during the night, he has an emergency situation where it's like, I've held this shit too long, it's got to come out. And so he's pretty good about knowing not to shit on carpet and shit. He'll find a solid surface and shit right on it. And it's like, why?
You know what the worst thing with a dog is? That your dog does that, which is bad enough, but whatever. It's when you fucking wake up and you're like, and you fucking step in.
Oh, man, that's the worst. Yeah.
Especially if you have bare feet, which luckily that doesn't happen to me too often because, you know, I pretty much wear shoes 24/7 unless
same,
I'm sleeping.
And with Dinor, the prevailing wisdom doesn't apply. Like, when I talk to people about Dinor and how high-strung and high-energy and shit he is, they're like, you need to exercise him. And they don't understand that, like, you can't. Like, unless I owned a big piece of property with a big-ass yard that he could learn, there's no way he's ever going to be comfortable enough to be exercised in any real way. We took him to a dog park the other day, and it was a comedy of fucking errors. It was horrible. And a part of that was Louisiana's fault, because there's no grass here that isn't mud if it rains. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but, none. You know, it had rained the day before. We took him down there, and I was like, all right, whatever. He'll get muddy. We'll give him a wash. He won't leave your side. Like, there's no other dogs there. Big-ass open park. He could have run around and been an asshole and sniffed around and done whatever he wants, shat wherever he want, be a dog. He just, like, sits next to you and won't do anything. He wants you to go play, and he wants to follow you with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then another dog shows up, and once again, under normal circumstances, if he was a normal dog, they'd introduce each other and go on about their own business. But Dinor displays everything that other dog, like, sees as submission and shit. He's scared, he's timid, and the other dog just gets worked up into a fuck frenzy, basically. And by the end of it, it's a Jack Russell Terrier trying to fuck Dinor. And Dinor's just going completely nuts, rolling around in the mud and like trying to get away from him, scooting his ass around, trying to hide his butthole from this dog. And eventually I was just like, all right, I guess that's Dinor's exercise for today. You know, I tucked him under my arm and took him home. It's like, you don't understand.
The object of today's game is to avoid the rape.
Yeah, he won't do it. Like, he won't play fetch outside. He won't run. He wants to fetch indoors where there's no room to fetch. But if you take him outside, he's too wound up and nervous to do it. So,
I remember one time, it was actually when we were moving houses, one of those times. I think it was, we were moving from, was it the drive from Washington to here? I think it was.
We flew.
Well, whatever.
You mean we went from Ohio to Washington?
Must have been from Ohio to Washington.
I don't want when fucking that Dinor when Salvador got sick.
Yeah.
Oh.
We left Salvador. We were making the drive the next day, and we'd already done pack everything that had been packed and stuff. We left. We knew we were bringing the dogs in their crates, so we just left the dogs in their crates in the house the night before. You know, because we're like, okay, we're gonna leave him here. We're gonna go sleep. Then we're gonna come back. And you know, he spent the night in a crate before, but just the fact that there was nothing in the house and whatever else, it just freaked him out.
Yeah.
And he got fucking super sick. And like the next day when we came there, like he had just like projectile diarrhea'd through the fucking bars of the cage, and it was just everywhere. So we were supposed to just go in, take him, you know, we'll go there, we're going to take the dogs out to go potty, we're going to load them up in the car, and we're going to, you know, start going our way. And then it was like, nope, now we got to fucking, it took us like 45 minutes just to clean the results of that. And he had diarrhea that entire trip. And it was just like,
so you had to keep pulling over and letting him squirt.
So it was like a constant part of this cross-country trip was taking care of his accidents, trying to get out ahead of them, but usually not.
Remember,
succeeding.
We were driving to St. Louis.
Yeah, we were driving to St.
And
Louis.
And like, we're like in Indiana and Bumfuck, like, man, this area smells really like shit around here.
Yeah.
And it started getting like, it's just not going away. And it's like miles and miles. It's like 10 miles. We're like, we need to pull over. There's, I think Salvador fucking shit. And like, oh, dude. And so he's in his crate. Salvador's covered in fucking head to toe and shit.
Put up a picture of Salvador.
Dude. And we're at a fucking like Flying J or whatever, like, no, a pilot. So we have to go in there, buy cleaning supplies. We have to take fucking Salvador out, like rinsing Salvador off and shit, scrubbing him. He's covered in fucking shit. He's not cooperating. He's like all nervous and scared. Like, we're worried he's going to fucking shit again. His crate is filled with fucking shit. So we have to fucking like 409 in, dump water and fucking get buckets and shit.
It's horrible.
It's fucking awful.
It's nonstop. And, we went to my uncle's house, and like the symptoms just never went away. We ended up having to take him to the vet in St. Louis, and they told us it was like just nerves and shit, and they gave us some like dog Xanax and shit, like this will fucking calm him down. But man, it just got so fucking crazy. Like he was just shitting so nonstop. It was just like, by the time we were in St. Louis, it wasn't like he was just shitting. It was just like his ass was just like a constant shit drip. So he couldn't go anywhere. He couldn't do anything because he was just a shit machine. Just like little diarrhea drops everywhere he went.
You're trying to put a diaper on him, dude, but it wouldn't work. So it would just tear it off.
Yeah, that was probably nerves. Dinor does that same shit. He'll have nervous shits where we'll take him out if we're going to take him somewhere. Like that happened the other night when we brought him here for Chelsea to groom him.
Yeah.
We shat him. Like, I took him outside. He took a big old shit, pissed, got in the car, and whined the whole way here. Just like, and we're like, shut up, man. Because, like, sometimes he'll do that. And it turned out he had to shit again. He got nervous in the car, and as soon as we got him here, he got on your front lawn and like, another whole fucking shit. It's like, what, do your nerves produce the shit?
Yeah, I don't understand it. But in Salvador's case, I mean, man, it really fucking, it was probably the worst fight that me and Chelsea ever had was over the stress from dealing with that. Because, like, we were there, it was like the middle of the night, neither of us had slept, we'd fucking just miserable on the road, all this shit, and dealing with Salvador and dealing with all the other stuff that goes along with moving. And I'm just sitting there on the porch. I'm practically fucking dead on my fucking feet and stuff. And, you know, she's just like, what are we going to do? And I'm just like sitting there in silence because I have no fucking idea what we're going to fucking do about all this. And she's like, stop ignoring me and all this. And like, it got to the point where she just like took off down the street. And I had to go fucking chase her down the street to go get her to come back to the house because it was like the middle of the night in some fucking strange town and shit. And
like, you don't know anything around here. You don't know anyone around here. You know where the fuck you're going.
Like, we just got to the point where it was like we weren't sure what we were going to do. I think it was like we were trying to get him to go to the bathroom, but he wouldn't go to the bathroom. And he was just had that nonstop little diarrhea drip and shit. And we were just like, we came to the point of just being like just let him go. Just fucking put him off his leash and just let him run off. It's not our problem anymore. Jesus Christ. Obviously, we didn't do that, but.
Yeah, I think you finally took him to the vet the next day. And
well, no, I think he'd already been to the vet by then, or we had plans to take him. But
no,
we
it was you guys had plans.
We weren't sure what to do with him in the meantime because he was just like, you couldn't put him anywhere. We couldn't fucking keep him anywhere. We ended up having to keep him in the basement of the house because he couldn't be allowed in the house because he was just dripping shit.
Dude, Uncle Guy was a fucking saint, too, because, like...
I'm glad Uncle Guy just has, like, such a fucking...
Oh, he loves
...loving
animals.
Disposition, especially with animals, because most people would probably
dude,
not
Salvador
have
was just shitting
that
out,
the way he did.
Dude, Salvador shit in his house, like, 10 times at least.
Oh, my God. It was more than that. It was
I mean,
like
major
everywhere.
Shits, though, where it's like, oh, this rug has to go out now. Oh, we have to turn this away.
Oh, this is ruined. He's like ruining my uncle's house and shit, and oh my God, it was horrible. But you know, that's the thing about dogs—you put up with that shit because I don't know. I mean, I have no plans in life to ever reproduce or have children. So, like, dogs is pretty much the closest I'm gonna get to scratching any sort of parental itch. So it's just like maybe that's why you put up with it.
Dude.
I don't know.
Dogs are enough for you, TJ. You would not like having kids.
I agree.
There's no way. Dogs are about as much bullshit as you're probably willing to put up with. Ol' Yujiro.
Dude, I remember the time Scotty was drunk, and he was,
came
home, and I just, like, overheard him talking to Yujiro and shit, and it was the funniest fucking thing, because he's, like, sitting there with Yujiro. And he's like, Yujiro's on the couch, which Scott didn't even allow at the time, but Scotty was drunk, so he didn't care. And he's like,
pretty much.
He's drunk and he's like leaning on Yujiro and he's got his arm around Yujiro and shit. Let me just fucking put myself on screen so you can see this shit. He's like, oh, how'd it get so high? He's like, yeah. Man, let me tell you something, Yujiro. Can't trust fucking none of these sons of bitches, man. You can't trust none of them. See that little piece of shit, Salvador? Can't fucking trust him. Can't trust CJ. Can't trust Chelsea. Can't trust none of them. Only one you can trust, Yujiro, is me. It's you and me, Yujiro. You and me versus the world, man. Me and you, Yujiro. You're the only one I ever truly loved, Joe. You and me, man. You're so beautiful, man. You're fucking such a good dog, dude. I'm sorry. Sorry for all the time I didn't take you out. I just
that sounds
like,
just like
oh
me,
my
dude.
God, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, dude? I was just keeping it real, man.
I mean, I can't even shit. Because I
it's
do the
just
same.
A funny story.
I don't drink a whole lot, so Dinor hasn't gotten a lot of that. But he gets a lot of like Paul's lonely and has nobody to talk to moments. You know what I mean? Where he's very good about. He'll sit there, look me right in the eye while I'm talking to him, and cock his head left and right a little bit. So, you know, he does his part.
The illusion of listening.
Yeah.
What's he trying to convey?
But he's heard some shit, man. Thank goodness they can't speak English and stuff, because right. he'd be a fucking liability for me.
It'd be like, you know, they flipped the FBI has flipped Dinor.
Yeah,
know?
I know, dude.
I'm like, oh shit, dude.
I'm in trouble now. Going to fucking jail on racketeering.
Going
and
to Supermax.
But that really is the most, I think probably the worst thing about having a dog is not being able to directly, exactly communicate simple things to them.
Yeah.
Because it's just like there's some simple shit that you want to tell them, like, hey, you know, we're coming back in an hour, so yeah. Don't, so chill out. You know what I mean? You think their life would be a whole lot more fulfilling if they had a basic understanding of, like, the passage of time and, like, what's going on and what's happening, but they don't. They have no concept of it.
Yeah. So, Scotty, why don't you talk about this fucking crazy fuck?
Oh, dude. The newest puppo.
This is the newest dog that any of us has.
Jean-Luc. Dude.
Can I just say something, first of all, before we
go,
before
go
you even start talking about it?
Go ahead.
I don't know what the fuck you were thinking, dude. Because the second I saw, like, they got it. They're getting a chocolate lab puppy. I'm like, they live in a fucking townhouse with no yard. Why are they doing that? That doesn't make no sense.
Dude. Welcome to marriage, TJ.
Yeah, dude. You and Scotty had
Taylor,
any fucking input
look,
on this
that's
shit?
Why, that is why the picture is the dog's owner, which I'm the co-owner, begrudgingly, of Jean-Luc. And Taylor loves Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc is just the fucking dog that has so much energy. And I'm just like, like I'm not a good fit for that. But Taylor loves Jean-Luc, so it's like we're stuck with him now. And labs are notorious for being really high strung and high energy. And, like, this dog literally follows Taylor around.
Right.
Like, and he's, like, super responsive to her with me. He's just like, huh? Like, it looked at me like, he'll still listen to me, but it's like, he listens to me out of fear. He's like, oh, shit, that one is here. With her, it's like, I love you. I'll do whatever you want with me. It's like, I hate you, but I have to listen to you, so okay.
I mean, Chelsea is a dog groomer.
And she grooms him.
And she grooms Jean-Luc sometimes. And, like, whenever he's here, it's just like, oh, my God.
It's like a tornado.
Yeah, it's like he's a destructive force. Like, because he'll just barrel, like, there. You know that little hole in the screen that my cat jumps through?
Yeah.
He tried to get through that. And he's the size of Salvador.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I'll just go through here. It's like, no, you're not, what? You're not this big.
He doesn't give a shit, dude.
You're huge.
Yeah, I haven't been around Jean-Luc recently, so...
He's a tornado.
Yeah.
He's a fucking tornado.
He was a tornado when he was a puppy.
After 2 hours of him being here and Chelsea playing with him, like, she should have done it before she groomed him, honestly, but she groomed him and stuff, and I don't know how the fuck she grooms that maniac, but after that, he was so crazy, she just fucking had to play with him for like 2 hours straight, and finally, after just 2 hours of play... He finally starts to calm down to just normal dog levels of hyperactivity. So it was fucking, it's always crazy when he's over.
Oh,
he's
dude.
Just a fucking
and it's like,
monsoon.
Oh, dude. Taylor will get on me. I'm like, because Jean-Luc will do some stupid shit. I'm like, Jean-Luc destroyed this. And she'd be like, oh, but I'm like, fuck Jean-Luc. He's a little asshole. She's like, don't hate Jean-Luc. He's a great dog. I'm like, this dog can go to the goddamn pound. But I mean, the reality is this, is that she loves the dog. I'll never get rid of the dog, but do I enjoy Jean-Luc? Like, I don't say I hate him. She claims I hate him. It's like, I like Jean-Luc when he's calm. I mean, I know it's rare, and it's like those, when he's like, when the moments of tranquility arrive and he's just chilling with you, he's great.
Yeah.
But it's like with labs, especially like him, it's like right now that's like 10% of the time. And slowly it becomes like 50, 60, 70, like where it's like, when he's like 3 or 4 years old, he'll be a totally chill, cool dog.
I mean, when I obedient. Got Salvador for the first time,
oh, Salvador was bad too.
I mean, because Salvador also lab. He's black. He's got black lab. He's not full bred. I think he's like black lab and some other shit. Probably like some pit bull or something. Not sure what's in there. But like, there was not a day that went by that he did not destroy at least one thing. And like, so just a short list of ones I remember. Pulled up the carpet.
Yep.
In our room,
And on the stairs.
Chewed up the stairs, the banister, just chewed it right up. I think he ripped a hole in it at one point.
He was chewing the baseboard and the joists.
Yeah, he destroyed the fence out back. He just pulled out boards. He destroyed a pair of Chelsea's glasses, which is something I wouldn't even think a dog would be attracted to.
Razor blades.
Yeah, he destroyed shaving razors and pretty much ate everything but the blades.
Yeah, we had to replace like 10 fence boards.
He's literally eaten cans of food.
Can and all?
Yeah, just eating the can. And I'm just like, how are you even alive? Chelsea plays this stupid, or she used to anyway, play these stupid Publishers Clearinghouse things.
Yeah.
Like online Publishers Clearinghouse, sure. And win little prizes and shit. The only prize of significance of any real value that she ever won was she won a Fitbit. And he destroyed the fuck out of that after 2 weeks of her having it. And you know what? The fucked up thing was he'd act so proud of everything he destroyed for the most part.
Yeah.
But then occasionally he would show a sign of guilt.
Yeah.
And I remember like he destroyed like Fitbits and glasses and he chewed up a fucking book of like old photos and memories of Chelsea's and shit. Just destruction, destruction, destruction.
Yeah, and no remorse.
And almost never even the slightest hint of remorse. Just like, hey guys, what's up?
Yeah.
One day we came down there and he was acting so fucking guilty. So guilty. It's like, what did you do? And we found out that he was guilty because he destroyed a little fucking 39-cent fucking hair tie. And we're like, of all the shit that you've destroyed felt nothing.
I would love to know the thought process.
This is what you feel bad about? The hair tie?
He was up a third, like, Fitbit, gone.
I wouldn't give a shit
if you chewed gone.
A whole computer fucking gone. Thing of hair ties.
30 nights of hair tie. Oh, fuck. I fucked up. Oh, shit. Oh, no. What the fuck?
What have I done?
Dude, I remember when I had my bed, like, lower down on the floor.
Shoot a hole in my bed. That's another one.
Yeah. Jiro did that, too. But, like, when we lived in Illinois briefly, I had, like, my bed was, like, lower down on the floor. And, like, Jiro was able to get on my bed. And he would just rip up my blanket. Almost, like, I swear to God, I brought, like, 20 blankets because Jiro would just rip my blanket up.
Didn't he chew up one of our wallets?
He chewed up my wallet. He chewed up all my credit cards. You were actually doing a stream one time, and he chewed up the cable, the Cat 5 cable.
Oh, yeah. I was doing a stream, and the stream crashed. I'm like, what happened? And then I looked around, and I found that Yujiro had chewed through the cord.
Oh, my yep. God, dude.
This is the thing that, people who, like, want to own dogs, like, you know, dogs, a lot of the time, are great, man. They're so friendly. They love you so much.
But they have their moments.
They're loyal. They're fucking dedicated. They're cool. You know, they're fun to play with, and they're great personalities, and they do funny stuff, and they're whimsical and wonderful. But, man, there are fucking serious goddamn downsides.
Well, for every one of those moments, there's at least 3 angry, exasperated moments where you have to clean something up that they've done.
Shitting
or deal
the
with
house,
them at a time where you're
house,
busy.
Destroying things.
So, yeah, like, Ashley's
now,
still...
Salvador's got, I mean, like... He almost never has an accident inside now. It's really like the puppy stages where that's huge.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty rare that he destroys anything he's not supposed to. It's very occasional now.
He's mellowed out.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's mellowed out a lot. But when we first got him, and he was just a pound puppy and shit. I mean, like, he was fucking a disaster.
Oh, remember him with the food?
Disaster.
I mean, he's still bad with his food. But remember how bad he was? Like, I'd come in the room, and Salvador would, like, snap at me.
Oh, yeah.
And him, you fed him.
Salvador is still, like, way too possessive. That's one of the things that we tried to work to get him to reduce. And, like,
he gets all protective of his food and his bones and shit.
Yeah, I mean, like, certain things he's okay with. But if, like, certain of his possessions, like, when we first got him that turtle shell and shit, like, the cat would come near and he'd be like,
like, the cat's
like,
coming
cat
first.
That cat don't want that fucking plastic turtle shell. Dude,
I had to battle Salvador. I mean, like, I was like, no, we had to fucking make him think with people and food, because he, like, I'm guessing the life Salvador had before, like, it was either a bunch of dogs or they were, like, really, like, he had to be really possessive about his food for some reason, like,
yeah,
because, like, anytime
well,
we got
the weird thing was when I first got him, I tested him for food aggression.
It didn't have with you.
And he didn't have any. Like, I did the hand test. I'm like, put my hand near the food.
If you do it, he doesn't do it, though. If anyone else does it, he'll do it.
Well, he'll even get that way with me sometimes.
If you do it, probably a lot.
But you know what I think really fucking kicked it in is he went after Yujiro's food at one point and got attacked. And ever since then, it's like he's had that. Because I guess he saw Yujiro doing it. He's like, oh, that's how you got to do it. You got to fucking protect
yourself. Oh, yeah, he's super. Jiro's like super
aggressive.
Yujiro
was never aggressive towards people with his food, so I didn't know that he had that issue until we brought another dog in the house. And then Yujiro's like, fuck you, stay the fuck away from my food.
Oh, dude, I knew about that because when Grendel was living with Yujiro, and this was the first time we ever did it, like, Yujiro was still like in his puppy phase, and I was trying to, like, you were trying to give Grendel a piece of chicken. And, like, Yujiro just snapped at Grendel.
Yeah.
And you guys were like, oh, my God! Yujiro, what are you... Oh, dude, TJ was so paranoid about, like, Grendel being around Yujiro. And the funniest shit happened, like, every time, like, is the door closed? Grendel can't be anywhere near Yujiro. Yujiro will harm him. Yujiro's going to do something to him. I'm like, no, he's not. And TJ's like, no. It's going to happen. 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 Then finally, one day, TJ just leaves his door cracked, so Grendel gets out.
That's Grendel, by the way.
I come home, and Grendel and Yujiro are just chilling on the couch together. Totally fine. And the thing was, Yujiro actually loves Grendel. Like, the only dog that Yujiro genuinely loves is Grendel. Like, that's the only dog he wants to play with, or, like, he really loves. I mean, he's fine with the John Luke and shit now. I mean, he kind of has a good relationship with him. Besides John Luke, Grendel's the only dog.
Yeah.
Like, it's him and Salvador, like, they always kind of just said, like, I'm just going to tolerate you.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think Yujiro...
I don't know, dude. Salvador, I saw those two faggots sucking each other's dicks a few times when we lived together,
sometimes. But, I mean, it was never, like, consistent.
Salvador...
Like, they're best buds.
Salvador, yeah. I think, loves Yujiro more than Yujiro loves Salvador. I think Salvador's like, yeah, Yujiro, my friend! And Yujiro's like, oh, God, not this asshole.
Not him. Anybody but him.
Him and Dinor didn't... I mean, they interacted a fair amount, but it seemed like Dinor kind of just, like, always kind of just kept his space from Yujiro. Like, I don't like that one.
Eventually, they got to the place where they were kind of, like, playing tug-of-war and shit.
Yeah, I mean, they would occasionally
They would play a little bit. But, yeah, most of the time, Dinor gave Yujiro wide berth.
Yujiro's an asshole with other dogs.
He's a grumpy old guy. You know, he was young,
he was the same way when he was young.
What are you playing, TJ?
What am I playing?
Yeah.
There's nothing playing.
I was playing a GIF.
What were you snapping? You look like you were dancing to something. What was that about?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. I just thought it was in response.
There's also articles about dogs. You want to read some of that shit?
Yeah, we could take a look at some dog articles. Haven't told. I mean, I could definitely go on. I don't know. There's more stories, but.
Some dogicles.
We could be here all day at that rate. So let's just take a look at a couple of dog related articles. I did want to kind of like. I meant to do this earlier, but we could take a look at it now. Because we were talking about the origins of the dog. And this is all dogs descended from the gray wolf here. So I thought it's kind of fun to look at the gray wolf and then look at...
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely see a lot of Dinor in the gray wolf. I don't know about the rest of you guys as dogs, but I definitely see...
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a real Dinor-esque quality.
A splitting image.
Let's just put them side by side here. This is...
Fierce.
Dinor,
basically a wolf.
Dinor,
and then,
gray wolf.
Yep.
Dinor, gray wolf.
I mean, both equally straight terror into my heart.
I mean, you can see that, I mean, like, Dinor looks a little tougher, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, look, wolf, but, this thing pops over the hill, you're kind of like, oh, shit. Dinor pops over the hill. Can you pull up Dinor real quick?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm dead.
You
I'm
run.
Like, I mean, I
there's
know,
no point in even running.
Why even bother, dude?
Just make your peace.
He's got the 1,000-yard stare.
He does.
Look at him. He's seen
Dinor
some shit.
Dinor doesn't give a
and
fuck,
in two
dude.
Different directions, too.
We've forgotten to kick him out of the room when we fucked before, so he has definitely seen some shit. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's a hollowness in those eyes.
I've seen shit. If Salvador's in the room, we don't really...
Yeah, what's the protocol with that shit with you guys? Like,
I just let him be in there.
At first, we used to kick... Cause when he was a puppy, he would have jumped right up on the bed while we were fucking and shit.
We had
to kick him out. So that was the routine for a while. But then slowly but surely, as he mellowed...
Yeah.
He just kind of goes to a corner of the room and watches the proceedings, I guess.
He's like, I see.
And,
I forget he's even in there, honestly.
I mean, the only time I interact with Yujiro, John Luke's always put up before that, but if Yujiro happens to be in the room, it's like, go away. And he usually realizes, like, Just be invisible.
So you don't want the audience. I mean, I don't really care.
I just tell him to go lay down. Sometimes like those, like they'll be excited.
So you don't really give a shit if he's laying down in the same room because it's like whatever. It's a dog.
Well, I mean, like sometimes like they don't realize what you're doing if they're trying to get your attention. Like,
oh,
be,
right.
Like, wagging his tail. It's like, no, go away.
Salvador pretty much knows like, oh, they're doing that stuff now. I'm gonna go lay in my bed.
Right. Yeah, like I'm gonna go lay in my crate. I don't like.
And
this.
He just goes and lays down and puts his head like this. You know.
Don't interrupt this shit.
Like, Dinor, when we would kick him out of the room when we would fuck, like, I think he thinks I'm hurting her or something. Like, I think he, because he would, like, after we were done, I would forget Dinor was there, you know, and then I'd hear at the door, like, and I'd go let him in, and he'd go straight to Ashley, like, oh, God, are you okay? Like,
he's beating her.
Yeah, I don't know, like, and that's another one of those things that I wish I could just explain to him, like, it's cool, dude. She's cool with it.
We're both into this.
Yeah, it's thing good. We do. Just go lay in the fucking living room, you know?
You're good.
You had a female, Dinor, you'd be getting your fuck on, too, so it is what it is.
Okay, so here's something I pulled. Oh, shit, what's this? Donald Trump's acting attorney general. Whatever. Okay.
Damn.
Well, that's
breaking news.
Maybe a story for Flash Fried tomorrow.
So who is this?
So this is Ugly Dogs.
Okay, yeah.
How do I get this stupid breaking news shit off of here? I don't want it.
Dude, the news is breaking too hard for you to make it go away,
like,
TJ.
Look at this shit. It takes up half the damn screen.
Breaking.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
This is Archie.
This is Archie. He's a Chinese Crested and Chihuahua. So we're looking at Ugly Dogs.
Chinese Cresteds are like traditionally like some of the ugliest looking
dogs.
Yeah,
that's an ugly sucker.
But he's, I don't know, man. He's ugly, but kind of cute ugly.
He kind of looks like a deformed Chihuahua.
Yeah. Ugly.
I guess they don't have a picture of
so Brutus.
Brutus. That kind of sucks.
Oh, no. He looks retarded. Chase,
yeah, that's a Chinese
Chase,
Crested.
Another Chinese Crested.
I mean,
why would you selectively breed a dog down that line?
He's like a Down syndrome dog.
Like oh, yeah.
Fuck,
it looks
dude.
Even more ridiculous. Let's make it even worse.
Yeah. Most of the ugliest dogs tend to be Chinese Crested's, like this one.
Huh. Ellie May.
She's pretty ugly.
Looks like fucking Yoda or some shit.
Why can't they keep that long-ass tongue in their mouth, either?
I don't know. Like, a lot of dogs, if they get...
I am.
If they get older and shit, they kind of get to a point...
They can't do it anymore, yeah.
Where they can't do
dude,
it.
Dude, would it be, like, abusive if they pierced this dog's ears, dude? Because this dog would look dope with, like, a big pirate earring.
So this is what a Chinese Crested is supposed to look like under ideal conditions.
Whoa, that looks nothing like it.
There's a little interbreeding going on then with some of these.
Elwood, don't see it.
So this is Himasabu?
Himasabu.
Himasabu. Himasabu.
Icky.
I mean, not a particularly attractive or ugly. Kind of like in the middle.
Does he have an eagle's wing?
Oh, I guess that's actually Icky there.
That's Icky.
Oh, that's Icky.
So this is not Icky. Himasabu.
It's Icky.
Just a mutt,
a
I
mutt.
Guess. Don't even know
what
it
go
is.
Down? Josie or something?
That's not ugly.
That's just how
they look. What the fuck, stupid fucks? Oh, damn, Martha. No, Martha's ugly.
I think Martha was the one above. That
Mo's ugly
Mo
as
here.
Fuck, dude.
Mo. Whoa.
What the fuck?
Peanut,
that's
dude.
Terrifying, dude.
Dude, Peanut is actually pretty dope, though, because, like, can you imagine Peanut being in the room if you're smoking a J?
Yeah,
Peanut
looks
chill, fuck, dude. Oh, fuck, no, dude. Peanut
here you
would
go,
freak.
Peanut. Take a hit, bro. Peanut's
Scotty
always
says
chill.
Peanut would freak him out. Oh, dude, he's not ugly.
Oh, he's retarded, dude. That's
Penny,
not fair.
Dude. He's just
Penny
partially
is,
retarded.
Penny's retarded, dude. It's okay.
Got that same tongue thing. What's so bad about this dog?
Well, hold on. Go back up.
It's like Igor of dogs, dude.
Oh, it's got a hunchback.
Yeah, he's got like a deformity or something. He's like a hunchback of Notre Dog.
Hunchback of Notre Dog.
Did I feel bad making fun of a dog, though?
Oh, his name is Quasimodo.
Oh, shit.
Too. Okay.
He's special, dude. He's a special dog.
Yeah, whatever.
Like, what the fuck, even?
This dog just looks like fun.
That dog looks badass, dude.
Looks like the Dr. Emmett Brown of dogs or some shit.
1.28 sausages. Why is that dog ugly? Because he got a big old tongue?
I don't know. A lot of these dogs, I
they're reaching...
This dog just needs some maintenance, dude.
Yeah, he just needs a hairbrush run through him.
Whoa.
Scamp.
Okay, Scamp.
That's not Scamp. That's
Sweepy
Rambo.
Sweepy Rambo. What a fucking weird name.
What's going on with your eyes, dog?
Come on,
clearly a blind dog or something, but yeah. Whatever. He looks like he's well taken care of.
What's wrong with this dog? Is he the stubbiness?
I'm guessing.
Wally.
Whoa.
Yoda.
That
dude.
Looks like roadkill.
This dog looks dead already.
Alive I am.
Oh, this dog's got problems.
That's a badass dog right
whoa.
There, dude.
Zsa Zsa.
Zsa Zsa.
Dude, I don't care who you are. That's
huge,
a badass dog.
Huge, huge, huge underbite and yeah. The tongue just lolling uselessly to the side. So that's pretty much the ugly dogs.
Wow.
Here's the biggest dog. Dogs.
Oh, yeah, dude. I love big dogs,
the St. Bernard, dude.
I don't know kilograms, but apparently they can weigh between 73 and 117 of them. And have heights.
That's a whole lot of kilograms.
Yeah, man. Them grams is killer.
So 73 kilograms to pounds. We're going to get you that right now, too.
Give
so
me that shit.
160 pounds.
So that's what 73 kilograms is?
Yep, 73 kilograms. And what's the...
The max is 117 kilograms.
117, Jesus. Let's see.
That's pretty fucking big.
That would be... Things taking a second.
Come on. Give me the information I need.
255 pounds.
Jesus.
Wow.
That's bigger than most people.
I've weighed
except
less
for in
than
Mississippi.
That.
I can't remember a time when I did, but... Newfies, yeah. Newfoundlands.
The fucking baby, dude.
They get up to 118 kilograms.
That's a cute-ass dog, though. Especially the baby. Just a little ball of fluff.
I've heard they're like water dogs.
Oh yeah,
and shit.
They have like water coats and shit.
They're like, supposed to be like super nice dogs. They're not like crazy.
Isn't
and
that
shit.
The dog from Peter Pan?
I believe so.
It's a Newfie, yeah.
I believe Nana.
Yeah, Nana
was a fucking Newfie.
Of course,
Great Dane. I love Great Danes. They're fun dogs. I guess they're the tallest dog in the world. They're not as heavy as some of these others, and you can see why they're not as like. But the thing that sucks about Great Danes is they have really, really short lifespans.
Yeah,
like
yeah, they a lot of these bigger dogs do. In fact, they just live way shorter than a medium sized dog would.
Yeah, a lot of these I think the Great Dane lifespan is like really fucking brutally short. Let me just take a
it's
look.
Like 7 years, or
seven
something.
To 9 years, I think is the average for them.
Yeah, 8 to 10 years.
Oh, 8 to 10 years.
Yeah.
And what
the
happens,
Irish Wolfhound is the one with the shortest.
A lot of times they get problems with their digestive system, like their guts get...
The bloat? You're talking about like...
Yeah, they get tangled up and stuff. I don't know what the...
Yeah, it's like... what's it called?
Newfies are also 8 to 10 years. And what was the first one? St. Bernards?
St. Bernard. I think they actually live longer.
St. Bernards are also 8 to 10 years. So a lot, of these,
eight to 10 as well.
A lot of these larger dogs do not have the greatest.
That's a badass dog right there.
This
the
dog looks cool as shit.
That someone in Steve's family had one of those dogs. They're fucking huge dogs. They're really fucking yeah. They're definitely fearless, but they're really good family pets.
Really
honestly.
Sad lifespan on these 5 to 8 years.
Ooh, damn.
So I mean,
5 years the dog and it's dead. Oh, dude, I'd be so depressed.
Yeah, I mean, like it's almost like ugh. That's just not even... I mean, it already kind of sucks, more than kind of, really, that dogs have such short lifespans in comparison
oh,
to us.
Oh, don't even tell me about that, dude.
Because it's like, you know, obviously you fucking get really attached to your dog. And
they're
you
awesome.
Go through all this stuff together and stuff, and you really have a fucking real relationship. And then it's like, okay, well, you know, around the time that if they were a kid, they'd be going to fucking... you know, junior high or something. Instead, it's like they're old and they're dead. So that definitely fucking sucks.
I'm old
dogs.
And I'm dead.
So to trade it down even to like 5 to 8 years.
What's next? It's brutal. French man.
What are these dogs for, by the way?
Guard dogs.
These are guard dogs.
These are
for
guard
sure.
dogs. Well, they look pretty fucking badass. Anatolian Shepherd.
These are from
Anatolian.
Turkey.
Anatolian Shepherd. Thank you, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
They should have another name they call them by too.
What is it?
What is it? I can't remember, but they actually have a they have another name that they call these dogs.
So these dogs actually have a respectable 13 to 15 year.
They
lifespan.
Actually use these dogs with.
They're from Turkey
with cheetahs.
Really, yes. They guard sheep from predators such as wolves, bears, and even cheetahs. They are strong, muscular dogs, weighing around 41 to 68 kilograms. You can do the math yourself, and they could be up to 92 centimeters tall. So that's a pretty fucking tall dog.
Yep.
Dogs have a fearless, protective instinct, but they're very loving and loyal towards their pack. And they actually do have a pretty respectable lifespan of 13 to 15 years. Leon Burger. I never even heard of this.
I've not heard of them either.
Kind of a cool dog, though.
Looks pretty neat. They've been bred by mixing three of the largest dogs, the Newfoundland, the Great Pyrenees, and the St. Bernard. So they're kind of like a mixed, a mixture of other giant dogs. I'm sure their lifespan is probably reflective of that. Nah, 8 to 9 years, so yeah. English Mastiffs, these are definitely cool. Mastiffs are the largest dogs concerning mass, but not height.
This is if you want the big boys.
They say they can weigh up to 156 kilograms. Find out how much that is, please.
I think that's about 300
I mean, if 117 pounds. Was 255 pounds, then it's probably close to 300 pounds or a little over.
Respectable enough lifespan at 10 to 12 years.
343 pounds.
Yeah,
Jesus and up Christ. To 300. That's more than me. I mean, this dog, the largest examples of this dog weigh more than I do. So, I mean, that's fucking insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I can't even imagine trying to control a dog that weighs more than me. I mean, look at this guy. I mean, this guy he's with here, I mean, you can clearly see he has a greater mass than the dude whose shoulders he's jumping up on. I mean, he doesn't, if he was, if that dog was standing upright like a person, he'd be taller, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Mastiff is the largest dog concerning mass, but not height, weigh between 50 to 156 kilograms. Stand around 64 to 91 centimeters tall. They have served as watchdogs for most of their existence. Even Caesar of Rome was impressed with their appearance and performance during the
Caesar
conquest
of
England.
Why don't you say Julius Caesar, stupid fucking
I don't know.
Caesar of Rome.
Caesar of Rome.
Of Rome.
Weren't there, there was more than one Caesar, too. So.
Yeah.
I think that's who they were talking about, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Julius.
The land.
Dude, that looks like a dog that I want to give a hug to right there.
It looks so fucking fluffy.
That's the fluffiest looking fucking dog, dude. And it looks luscious. That's like a luscious coat, dude.
I can guarantee you that coat is a pain in
Fuck
the ass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
8 to 10 year lifespan. Very familiar. Ugh. Very similar to Newfoundlands. Sometimes mistaken. Considered the same breed. Although they do have some differences in appearance and personality. Overall, they are sweet and gentle dogs and easy to train. Perfect lifeguards, good at rescuing people from drowning. Another water dog. Kangal.
Whoa.
That's a weird looking
dog. They come from Turkey, well known as livestock guard dogs. Not as massive as other mastiff breeds, but they're faster and more agile. Can weigh up to 66 kilograms, whereas their height varies between 76 and 81. And, this dude next to him looks like a fucking, doesn't look like a very tall man, but look
he
at
probably
this.
Probably is. Probably reasonable height.
Just look
it's
at this
a massive dog.
Fucking dog, though.
It's like a bear.
Yeah, I mean, this dog looks intimidating as fuck. Like, if you, if this dog was coming at you
oh, you'd be shitting
with
your pants,
fangs
dude.
Bared, you'd be like, oh, fuck, I am fucked
yeah,
now.
Unless you have a gun or a fucking weapon, you're fucked, dude.
And then, of course, the Tibetan Mastiff, who Chelsea's groomed a few of these, and they're apparently really a pain in the ass in terms of, like, grooming.
Yeah, they look it.
A lot of these dogs, like, it's hard. A dog that has a big coat like this in general is tough to do. But when it gets to the point where, you know, you're fucking talking about a giant dog with that kind of size, I mean, holy shit.
Yeah, it's going to take a while.
Nice long lifespan, 12 to 15 years, pretty good for a dog. Tibetan Mastiffs, they're not actually Mastiffs. They are flock guardian dogs. They're fearless to confront some of the strongest predators, so they'll fight wolves and leopards and whatever comes their way. They are muscular, large dogs weighing between 45 to 72 kilograms and standing around 84 centimeters tall.
Damn, dude.
Fucking metric system bullshit.
Some big-ass fucking dogs, dude.
That's enough of big dogs. What about small dogs?
Oh.
Time to talk about these little tiny itty-bitty motherfuckers. So they don't have a whole little picture gallery like the last one.
A chihuahua.
Maybe you can click on them.
Let's see if they if clicking on them produces pictures. Yep.
Hey.
So there's chihuahuas, which, you
a
know...
A dogster.
Yeah, I've had chihuahuas before.
We've known chihuahuas.
Yeah.
It's not surprising to see them on this list. They're talking about one named Rico, who weighed only 7 ounces.
Jesus.
Fully grown.
Usually they weigh between 4 and 6 pounds. The Brussels Griffon. I remember this dog from the movie As Good As It Gets.
Where's the picture?
There's no picture.
Oh, come Yay. On, dogster.
This article kind of sucks for this reason.
The Pomeranian.
I'm going to... Yeah, I'm just going to skip this one because there's no fucking pictures on there.
But you can see right there, the Chinese crested, Japanese chin, Russian toy terrier. I mean, there's a lot of these are just designer dogs, basically.
And these dogs are pretty much exclusively companion animals. There's no sort of work or anything they can
no,
do.
I mean,
that's bullshit, TJ.
It is.
Yeah, some of them are Mausers, dude.
They're space-saving, Paul.
Yorkies, I guess, are.
Yep.
So Yorkies actually can hunt rats and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're going to be doing lots of that.
But I don't think they're used for that too much nowadays.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So we're going to BuzzFeed. That's how low that we're scraping the barrel, dude. We're going to BuzzFeed now.
Actually, I like this one. It was. It seemed like they
occasionally there is a good article on BuzzFeed. Now, this is not. I mean, this is not really an article. It's just pictures.
You can
with,
lower
like,
your blood pressure
effects.
Just by petting your pup. See, Paul, that's what you need to do.
Sweet. Well, that's I pet Dino a lot.
Throw
so.
My statins in the trash and just pet fucking Salvador.
Pet pups.
Corgi is Welsh for dwarf dogs.
Corgis are cute as fuck.
Chelsea has always wanted a corgi.
Oh, dude, I totally endorse you guys getting a corgi.
But I don't really want one.
What? Oh, you're a piece of shit, TJ.
Salvador confirm. Lays like this a lot. The reason dogs curl up is because of an age-old instinct to keep themselves warm and protect vital organs while they sleep. Makes sense. Although I think your vital organs are still kind of exposed.
They're kind
of... I guess it's the best you could do. Anything smelly your dog rolls in only smells gross to you. To them, well, I figured that out.
Yeah, they love to roll in some stink-ass shit.
Oh, and if you let a fart go by a dog, they'd be like, damn.
They love that shit.
Yeah, they're like, cool.
Dogs really don't have our sense of discrimination when it comes to smell. You know?
Oh, they'll go for shit that we think is disgusting. Like, dude, I had a Cocker Spaniel named Freckles.
Yeah.
And I would get all, you know, your underwear get all swampy and shit. You got a little skid mark going on. You throw that shit on the ground. Dude, Freckles would eat my fucking underwear.
Oh.
Not the fresh ones, but the stank ass ones that I'd worn all fucking day.
Oh.
It's like,
dude, one
Paul's
time
butthole's
there's
good.
A story about Freckles, dude. One time he's whining and shit. He's wandering around. He's a Cocker Spaniel. He's whining. I could tell something was up. And I'm like, what the fuck, Freckles? So I'm looking him over, like maybe he hurt himself. And there's something underneath his tail. And I can't even really tell what it is. So I went and I got a flashlight and I'm looking like something hanging out of his ass.
Oh.
And I looked and I fucking shit you not right on it. It was like a loop of something and I'm looking, what the fuck is that? And I see Hanes on it. Dude, he ate the whole pair of underwear and the elastic waistband went all the way through his digestive tract. I was home alone. So he was bugging him. So I went and got a pair of my mom's like cleaning gloves. I hooked my finger in that loop and just pulled, and the whole fucking waistband came out of his ass.
Oh my god!
None of the cloth left on it, just the fucking rubber waistband.
Cloth digested.
He had a scare with Grendel, dude.
That's true.
Grendel like had a blockage in his stomach, dude.
I forget what it ended up being. Oh, it was a bunch of fluff.
It was fluff.
Oh, he ate a bunch of fluff.
He ate a whole bunch of fluff, and it blocked his cyst. Luckily, it just seemed to pass on its own because they were talking like, if we do surgery, it's going to be like $2,500 and all this. I'm like, oh my god!
It wasn't even a guarantee of anything.
I'm lucky we haven't had one of those with Dinor.
But luckily,
it
passed on its own and it was fine.
Yeah, dude, our dog Hercules, we had fucking, remember he got like epilepsy and shit, dude.
Oh yeah,
and
that
he would
was
just
horrible.
Be seizing and like, yeah, that's another aspect of dogs is like when they get older and you have to face that shit down. It's like you go to these vets, like okay, and it's like unless you paid for pet insurance, you're the whole dog's whole life. It's like now you're faced with something. It's like okay. We can do all this stuff for your dog. It's only like $10,000, and you're like, the dog's like 14.
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, like, look, I want them to live, but most times when, like, you're at the point where you're at a vet, it's like, you know, like, is it really worth it? I mean, sometimes it is. Like, if there's a hope of them actually having a decent life, but a lot of times when a dog hits a certain age, like, there's really not.
Sometimes it's not even age. Like, I had a dog, Boogie, that I had to put down when she was 5 because she had so much interbreeding that she had all these problems and talking to all the fucking doctors and thousands of dollars at vets. And none of them would tell me like, here's the way we can make her better. Just, she had a weak ass liver and a weak ass kidneys and shit. And nothing we could do would keep them stable. She'd be fine for a while and then sick.
Yeah.
And like real sick, like shitting, puking, obviously in pain. And she'd be like that for a couple of weeks and then she'd get a little better. And we just had to eventually make the choice. It's like, that cycle fucking can't be good for her.
It's that roller coaster ride.
Well, it's like, I think it's called like palliative medicine, where it's like all you can really do is you can just like help them manage the pain and the other things, and like obviously you can deal with the organ failure or near organ failure when it happens, but you can't. There's no way to cure it.
No. Towards the end of her life, they were telling us like we'll put her on a transplant list for kidneys, or and I'm just like a transplant.
Yeah.
Well, there's people it's that'll like, go all the me. Way with their pets. Like they'll do it.
Oh, I know. Yeah, but it's just like at some point, I asked the lady. I was like, "Let's say we pay for this. What are the chances that this comes back?" And she's like, "Well, there's a great chance it'll come back because a lot of times the kidneys, they got the problem from the gallbladder, and then a lot of times it's connected closer to the like there's just all kinds of shit that it could be. So we could go through this like $10,000 kidney replacement surgery for the dog." And then 6 months later, it's going through the same shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's just no, like, basically what they were telling you is, like, at a certain point, like, look, we can do whatever you want to do.
Right.
But the chances that this is still going to be an issue, it's like, maybe we'll get 2 or 3 more years with Boogie, but eventually it's going to, like, run out of options of what we can do for Boogie.
So right.
Boogie's well, it was like that when the dog had puppies, when Hercules and...
Or DOG had...
Or DOG had... They had, like, whatever. We had some Malteses, and they weren't all fixed. And I guess none of them were fixed, actually, although they did get fixed after this. There was, like, 2 little puppies born, 2 little Maltese puppies. And we were raising them. And one day, my fucking little sister goes up to my dad, and she's like, the puppy won't wake up. And, like, hands her the dog, and the dog is just, like, fucking dead.
Yeah.
So one of the 2 puppies just died. And so we took the other one to the vet, and they're like, it has like a serious heart defect. Same thing the other right. one had.
But actually, if you take the dog to LSU, there's a veterinary medicine hospital that can actually fix the dog's heart
right.
defect.
And so they had to do a microsurgery on this dog.
Fix the heart defect.
And they actually, it seemed like they did, but the dog still ended up dying.
It had neurological problems.
Yeah, it had all kinds of neurological issues.
But I mean, even with all that, even we did all that to save, like.
But
like,
my dad probably spent $5,000 or more trying to save that dog's life. But
yeah,
yeah, it's just at some points, nothing can be done.
And I mean, he was just the kind of guy that he just did not want to give up, even when everyone else is like, "This is not going to happen." He was like the last one. It had to be everyone else going to him being like, you're just putting this dog through needless suffering at this point. Because right. It ain't going to get better. I mean, it's just brutal. Dogs really, they teach you a lot of the hard lessons of life, man. They really do. I feel like we could talk so much more about this, but we're kind of running up against some time limits here. So thank you guys for watching. Let us know about your doggies. In the comment section down below, you got any cool dog stories?
Or you
want to talk about a dog from your life or your current dog?
You can
tweet
some photos of your pets or your dogs.
Yeah, I love getting tweets of people's dogs. I'll tell you what, if you guys send them to the @deepfatfried Twitter, we'll reblog some of them.
Yeah.
And,
we'll pick the cutest dogs and the ugliest dogs.
Yeah. Tell us, tweet us a picture of your dog. Tell us a few things about them or tell us about them in the comments below. Whatever. We want to hear about your dogs. We like dogs.
We do.
Anyway, thank you guys for watching. Hope you enjoyed.
Yep. Peace.
Become a patron,
bitch.